You're listening to SBS News.
The Royal Commission into Aged Care has released its interim report titled Neglect. It reveals cases of neglect among older, vulnerable Australians within the aged care system. It follows 9 months of hearings and investigation. The report reveals older Australians experienced inconsiderate and unkind treatment when receiving so-called care. It found the aged care system failed to deliver uniformly safe and quality care and identified a need for more home care packages. Commissioners identified older people and their families had difficulty accessing aged care services. Workers were underpaid, undervalued, and inadequately trained, and young people with disabilities were sidelined. Minister for Aged Care and Senior Australians, Richard Colbeck, says the interim report is a wake-up call.
I said to industry last week, in anticipation of the report being released, that it would put us all on notice. It has certainly done that. It's done that in spades. It's put the government on notice. It's put the industry on notice. But I think, as importantly as anything, it's put the entire community on notice.
The report identifies three key areas in need of immediate action: reducing waiting lists, decreasing the number of disabled younger people going into nursing homes, and combating over-reliance on chemical restraints. Clearwyn Little, Acting Director of Uniting Care Australia, says changes must be made now.
We need to address the viability issues in residential aged care, particularly in remote Australia. We need to implement the workforce strategy that John Pollaers and the team drew up last year. There are some fantastic strategies in that, and we need to address those immediately. And we need to address the ageism that is inherent within our community. We have failed our vulnerable people in this country.
Commissioners say they are shocked at the cases of neglect uncovered, which they say is evidence of an industry in crisis. The chief executive of non-for-profit organisation COTA, Ian Yates, says the report challenges the status quo.
The Royal Commission has lifted pages of what's going wrong. It's lifted the edge of the aged care system up. It's shown some of the things that people didn't want to see. It's challenged government and our regulators as to what they're doing in terms of ensuring the quality and safety of older Australians, which is not just a regulatory issue. It goes to whether they're being adequately financed. It goes to who's in charge, who's the system for. The system should be about older Australians and their families.
Despite not making any formal recommendations yet, the Royal Commission is urging the government to act immediately to improve aged care for older Australians instead of waiting for the end of the commission. Sonia Lal, SBS News.